Finally today, this may be Marathon Monday here in Boston, but there's another tradition that's always celebrated around here on the third Monday in April. That's the annual reenactment of the Battle of Lexington. You know, the shot heard around the world. Lexington is kind of a traditional place, but as reporter and Lexington native Alina Simone tells us, it's not averse to change.
My first job ever, at age 14, was working as a waitress at a colonial-themed restaurant called The Pewter Pot. I served tourists Patriot fries and Franklin burgers, occasionally wearing a bonnet and some kind of scratchy frock. It sounds weird, but in my town, Lexington, Massachusetts, this was considered normal. Lexington's known as the birthplace of American liberty, and it's a tourist town. Only instead of black sand beaches, we have, you know, the original chair George Washington sat on when he visited Monroe Tavern in 1789. The real draw, though, takes place every year on what's called Patriots' Day, when thousands flood the Lexington Green to see the first battle of the Revolutionary War brought to life. In high school, a lot of my friends' dads took part in the reenactment. But even though my parents have lived in Lexington for over 35 years, we came there as immigrants, and I could never imagine my dad as a Lexington Minuteman. With their antique guns and tricorn hats, I just assumed the Minutemen were some kind of waspy blue-blood old boys' club. You know, carrying on the time-honored tradition of keeping outsiders out. That's why I was surprised when I learned about Henry.
I do know a lot of people, but I don't know everybody. But apparently everybody knows the Chinese reenactor in Lexington.
Henry Liu's parents were both born in China, but he was born in Massachusetts and has lived in Lexington almost his entire life. For the past 24 years, he's also been a musket-carrying member of the Lexington Minutemen.
I remember as a child going to the reenactments, and I have pictures of, you know, I've gone through photo albums and stuff, and I see pictures of myself dressed as a young Minuteman.
Despite being a massive history buff, Henry's decision to actually join the Minutemen had more to do with his wife. Her brother, her stepfather, and stepbrother were all members of the Minutemen.
The greeting when we got together for family things was always, "Oh, hi, Linda, how are you? And Henry, when are you joining?" And I'd always chuckle and say, "Oh, yeah, right, you really want a Chinese Minuteman in the ranks."
It turns out that, yeah, they did.
It is kind of funny because, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, they thought you had to be a descendant or a son of the American Revolution to be a member, and it couldn't be farther from the truth.
Still, given Henry's initial reservations, it would have been easy for him to take a backstage role. Out of over 100 members, only 77 Minutemen get to field, and a lot of those spend the battle face down, eating grass. Instead, Henry decided to own it.
From 2004 through 2006, I portrayed Captain Parker, and I've met people who've been to that reenactment. And they would always look at me and go, "You were Captain Parker back then?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, that's somebody who's standing in front of the company, telling the men what to do, you know, standing out in front, you're very visible." But, you know, I think when the event occurs, the clock turns back and people don't see Asians or blacks or anything. They see people in uniform and militia outfits, and they're there to reenact history.
The weird thing actually isn't that Lexington has a Chinese-American Minuteman, but that there aren't more of them. Since I graduated high school, the Asian-American population in Lexington has doubled to 20%.
Actually, when I walk down the street in my colonial clothes and I see an Asian family kind of looking at me, I'm kind of hoping somebody would say, "Wait a minute, you don't have to be, you know, a son of the American Revolution to join. You can be Chinese and be in this company," and sort of spark that conversation.
In the meantime, Henry's maintaining the tradition of recruiting from within. His son is already a member of the Fife and Drum Corps, with dreams of portraying William Diamond on the battlefield one day. I was right about one thing, though. The Minutemen are an old boys' club. Or at least a boys' club. You can be an Asian American Captain Parker, but you still have to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to be a guy. When I asked Henry if a woman had ever tried to join the Minutemen, though, he said no. Well, maybe, as this story proves, there's a first time for everything. As for personal history, when I visit my parents in Lexington, I still go to the Pewter Pot. Only it's a Thai restaurant now, called Lemongrass. And trust me, that's definitely a sign of progress. For the world, this is Alina Simone.